This morning, I am honored to be here with two individuals from Westmoreland County, and they are our first responders of the month for November, Greg and Britt Morrow. And I'm going to talk with Britt first. Britt, tell me who you work for.
I work for Mutuaid Ambulance Service out of Derry.
And how long have you been with them?
I'm going on 10 years.
Wow, 10 years. And I'm sure you've seen a lot in the time that you've been there with the service.
Yes, I definitely have seen a lot.
Why did you decide to work for Mutual Aid?
It was something that I always wanted to do. I've been in the healthcare field since I was probably around 18. Went to school, did medical assisting for several different entities, and then I've always wanted to be on the emergency side of it. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to wait till I was older, till my daughter was older, and it didn't take away from family time. So I decided to go back and get on the emergency side of things, and I really enjoy it.
And you don't work alone. You have your husband, and I think this is so cool to have a husband and wife team here as our first responders. You have to split that $50 gift card, by
right.
the way.
Right.
So Greg, tell me a little bit about where you work.
I work for Mutuaid Ambulance Service out of Derry. I also work for Blairsville Police Department.
And why did you get started?
Going through high school, I always said that I was going to be a cop. And I went to the police academy and just started working. Then a year into it, I started hanging around with the guys at the ambulance service and got into EMS also. And have been there for 35 years total, 26 with Mutual Aid.
Now, is anybody in either one of your families first responders? Or is this something that you just started, your generation?
My father was a firefighter and my brother was a firefighter. And both of them are military also.
And Britt?
No, I'm the only one in my family.
Is this how you met each other?
Yes.
Working as first responders?
Yes.
Okay, well, I just wanted to thank you for coming in and spending time today. And we honor you. We know that a lot of times what you do, no one thanks you for it. We take it for granted. And yet it's a tough job. It's an emotional job. And we thank you so much for being part of the people who keep us safe and protect us here in Westmoreland County.